This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the News Hour. Today, it's my great pleasure to be talking with David Rubin, who we are connected to from his location in Israel. He's been the mayor of Shiloh, and he's currently the founder and head of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And we'll get into why the fund and how one can get a hold of that. You're interested in more information or supporting it. But, Mr. Rubin, I think you've got quite a story. You're someone who grew up in the States and moved to Israel, and you've made your life there. That's not a normal thing for somebody born in the U.S. To pick up stakes and go to what amounts to a war zone. My hat's off to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. And it's look, the rebuilding of the state of Israel, of Israel again as a sovereign nation once again, is in our times is the, you know, it's one of the greatest, most amazing stories in modern times, and it's one of the most amazing challenges that, you know, that the world has today. So I'm just privileged and humbled to be a part of it.
Well, it's a great thing that's happened. I know from just my limited time in Israel, my wife and I traveled there years ago, and even before that, our pastor had studied at the at an institute in Jerusalem. And there are just so many things that we, many of us at least, here in the United States, assume is the way it is. Or one of the things that I think needs telling is the story of the initial attack by the Arab neighbors of Israel back in the late 40s. They were assuming, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember what my pastor had said, they were assuming they were going to sweep through Israel and just grind it into the ground. And Arab radio told those Arabs living in Israel, get out, we're going to wipe them out, and then you can come back in and it'll be your country. Is that a fair rendition of what happened?
Well, it's a rendition of what they tried to do.
What they tried to do.
Yes. Look, they, the Arabs, and by the way, when I say Arabs, I'm referring mostly to the Muslims, okay?
Because correct. Good point.
Most of the Arabs are in the Middle East. And, you know, there are some Arab Christians, and you know, there's an Arab Christian who sends in a donation every month, like clockwork, to the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. So there is a big difference between Christians and Muslims. So I usually refer to it as Muslims because the with the Muslims it's more of an ideological and political attack against Israel. So when I refer to that, I'm telling you that at that time, when Israel was being reestablished as a sovereign nation again in the 1940s, the Muslims in the area thought that, well, the Jews, you know, it's like the Jews of the diaspora, the Jews of the past 2,000 years, just, you know, afraid of their own shadows and you know, very smart and very successful in business and almost in whatever field that they're involved in. But those aren't the Jews that carry guns, and those aren't the Jews that can defend themselves. And they tried to just run over the Jews who were here back in Israel. But they soon realized that there was a new Jew who was here. There's a Jew who knows how to defend himself, and a Jew who stands up for his country and isn't afraid to fight back.
It was stunning because it happened so quickly I'm not sure the Arabs were quite. Well, I know they weren't prepared to accept that because the Muslim ideology convinced them of their superiority. And then the first time that notion hit reality, it fell apart. And every time one finds Islam meeting determined resistance, people willing to say no, and as you say, back it up with a gun, not just a smile and a hope, they often don't end up well. The Arab is... Well, he's got a problem. He believes in Islam, and Islam's just not a good thing. So,
It's a bullying ideology.
Yeah,
It's an ideology that says that they have to be in charge, and that the whole concept of an Islamic caliphate of just taking over the world, or as I refer to it as an Islamic tsunami. You know, it's, as you know, is the title of one of my books, and they just look to take over, and when they come across, though, you know, just like that schoolyard bully, you know, and I knew some schoolyard bullies when I was growing up in New York City, but that schoolyard bully, when the skinny kid suddenly stands up to him, punches him in the nose. That bully suddenly isn't so tough anymore.
No,
and that
wasn't in the playbook.
That's right. So that's what we've seen in Israel, and you know, when Israel was reestablished in 1948, and really started fighting back against the Muslim bullies that surround us here in the Middle East, they started fleeing the country in droves. They ran out of the country with their tails between the legs, and they were out of here. So, now they've invented this narrative of how they were told they had to leave and they were chased out. But the fact is, they were just scared and they were running away. So I think that's a lesson that the Western world can learn from.
And they were scared after all the bravado about we're going to come in and wipe Israel out. And when that didn't happen, rather decisively, and left Dodge.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. And it happened even more so in 1967 during the Six-Day War when Israel recaptured the heartland of Israel, which is the so-called West Bank and Eastern Jerusalem. And this is the main mountainous region, the most strategic part of Israel. And it was all recaptured in 6 days. And then you really saw the effect, because then they were running.
So it seems to me that twice in Israel's own history, and maybe there are other examples we could get to, I don't think we'll have time, but there's a lot of big talk, as a bully might engage in, but when that punch to the nose comes and his lights are out, he's all of a sudden got something else he'd rather do somewhere else. And that seems to be exactly what's happening. And yet we have people here in the United States, including the President Obama, who by the time people hear this will have hopefully left office. Hopefully the moving vans are parked on the street outside the White House and are being filled as you and I speak. and that is going to bring in a new day, a guy that Donald Trump, who has expressed an interest in defending Israel. And, I would think that that just makes good sense for U.S. foreign policy. We're going to be back and talk some more with David Rubin. He is a key player, the founder of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, ShilohIsraelChildren.org. We'll get into why that's so important before we're finished. So don't go away.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest guest today is David Rubin. He's been the mayor of Shiloh, Israel, part of what I guess biblically we would identify as Samaria, what is called the West Bank. A place that's right on the front line. It's a place where the Muslims have invented a notion that they have a right there. Of course, the problem with Islam is, and I don't think enough people outside of the Middle East really have factored this into their thinking, Islam is a totalitarian, imperialistic ideology. And they don't have any notion of how to produce anything, but they sure are cool at conquering, raping, pillaging, murdering. That's what the Prophet Muhammad did, and that's been the history of Islam. That's very politically incorrect to say, but that's certainly my understanding of the history of Islam. It's not that hard to find what goes on when
It may not be politically correct, but it's definitely historically correct to say such things. And yes, it's a fact that the founder of Islam, Muhammad, was a rapist. He was a child abuser, sexually abused children. One of his wives was 9 years old when he married her and consummated the marriage when she was 12 years old, not even physically mature. This is all documented in their literature, not in our literature, not in the mainstream literature. So, you know, it's important to look the adversary in the eye and to understand exactly what we're up against, because every Muslim, the ideal of every Muslim is to imitate the Sunnah. The Muhammad is considered the Sunnah, meaning the example to be followed. So it's a big problem, but you have to know, you know, as they say, know thine enemy. You know, and you know, I don't know if you're aware, but you know, there is someone who is a candidate to be the head of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, right now, replacing the two disgraced women who were removed from the positions for various shady dealings. And so this man is named Keith Ellison, and he's a congressman who happens to be a Muslim, and he's a congressman from Minnesota, and he has long been very proud to say that he was sworn in to Congress on the Quran, and he says that that was the Quran from Thomas Jefferson, that Thomas Jefferson had a Quran, and that he went to the Jefferson Library and he got that Quran, and that he was sworn in to Congress on the Quran.
Indeed, Jefferson had a Quran. Jefferson got his Quran after having chatted with I don't know how many Muslim ambassadors from the north of Africa. And his question in modern parlance was, how come you guys keep attacking our merchant ships and kidnapping our sailors? And the answer came back, we just do what Quran say, you know. And indeed, they were just following Muhammad's example.
That's exactly true. Exactly true. And these were the Barbary pirates, they were called. And they were the first Islamic terrorist organization that the United States really had to deal with. And Jefferson went out and bought his own Quran. He did buy his own Quran because he wanted to understand the mentality of the enemy, because the previous presidents didn't know how to deal with it. They were paying them, you know, what we call here bakshish. They were bribing them.
Lots of money. It was costing our young government without much money. Lots of what they did have. So it was a real problem.
Yes, it was. So Jefferson read the Quran and then understood the mentality of the Islamic world. He went out, he sent out the Marines. And because there was no American Navy at that time, he sent out the Marines The Marines defeated the Barbary Pirates, and from there you get the Marine theme song, "From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli."
And by the way, just
they defeated that Islamic terrorist organization.
Exactly. And in the Halls of Montezuma, the Aztec religion required constant, continual, open heart surgery. To put it one way, they would take a living person, cut open their chest, and haul out the heart, drink the blood. That was the Aztec religion. So from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from one hellhole to another, we were trying to defend ourselves so we could operate commercially in a world of peace, and it was impossible with those kinds of horrible religions prevailing in those parts of the world.
Correct. And I think there are lessons to be learned for today as well, that when you are dealing with barbarians and you're dealing with an ideology that seeks to destroy those who wish to be free and wish to honor the values of Judeo-Christian civilization, that you have to stand up to that bully.
They don't go away because you whimper. In fact, if anything, they get worse. And I would say that that's one of the big problems we've had with our current president, at least current as we record this show. Happily, that will be passé by the time most people hear this show. But it's interesting the pattern that Mr. Obama has had. He has stuck it to Cuban refugees fleeing from the poverty and tyranny of the Castro regime, at the risk of their life. We don't know how many thousands of people have died in the shark-infested waters off Cuba, between Cuba and Florida. But from the boats and dinghies and rafts that we've found floating empty, we know it was quite a few. And then we got in the Middle East, Mr. Obama was just delighted that Mr. Morsi became the head of Egypt. Well, Mr. Morsi is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the worst of the worst. And when the generals took over and threw the bum out, Obama, you could see, was really having a fit. He was not happy that his friend, the Egyptian thugs, had been tossed out. So this is a pattern that we've seen with this guy. He's been worse than, I would say, a Jimmy Carter, who just was instinctively an appeaser of any bully. Obama, I think, wants to encourage rather clearly and actively bullies. And so that's what we've seen going on with the open hatred of Israel on the part of the Obama regime. And maybe we can get back to that and talk a little bit about what the impact of that has been in the Middle East and in Israel when we get back with David Rubin, the head of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. We want to talk about why there's such a fund. Don't go away. We're going to be back.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only
$115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
It's my pleasure to be talking with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of Islamic Tsunami, and the head and founder of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. The situation came to a head internationally very recently when Kerry announced the Obama policy of really sticking it to Israel, sort of a going away present that had the United States, for the first time that I'm aware of, allowing a vote to occur that penalized Israel for existing, is what it amounts to. Why don't you tell us what that was like from the vantage point of people in Israel and what's likely to be the impact until it's overturned, assuming it will be, by Donald Trump?
Well, this was, when... really a parting shot for the Obama administration. It's kind of like when, I don't know how it is in the United States. I don't even remember. It's been about 25 years since I lived there. But when in Israel, when you write a check for your organization, you have to, in addition to writing all the information on the check, then you have to sign it. And it has to be signed by a couple of people and members of the board, and then you have to put a stamp on it.
Huh.
Okay. Then without that stamp, the check isn't any good. Hmm. And so this was Obama's stamp, so to speak. You know, he for 8 years he antagonized Israel. For 8 years he lectured Israel. for 8 years, he pontificated about where Israel should be allowed to give building permits, and then at the end of the 8 years, he gave it that final stamp. He said, if anyone has any doubts about whether I am the most hostile president towards Israel in American history, right, here it is, in your face.
And I believe him. I believe him. That's one of the few things that he said that I believe.
And that is what he did. He made it very, very clear. He didn't have to say any words. It was very clear where Obama has always stood. And, in fact, even before he was elected president the first time, it was clear who he was associated with. He was a product of the Islamic ideologues and of the far secular left in Chicago, which is about the worst combination that you could have.
I think so. The fact that we had a domesticated terrorist, Muammar Gaddafi, ruling in Libya, a man who had for many years, after Ronald Reagan sent a missile into one of his tents, had been willing to cease and desist from his terror activities directed at the United States. Obama overturned that regime, and it's been the whirlwind since then.
That's very accurate. Gaddafi promised to do away with his what? He was destroying his arsenal, and whether he was a dictator or not, that wasn't the point. All of the Muslim countries in the Middle East are run by dictators. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that he was trying to make peace with the West. He was trying to reach an accommodation with the United States. And somehow that bothered Obama. Very interesting why.
Well, I think it might have bothered him because he wants things being stirred up. He hates America. The fact that we would have a media that successfully obscured from the American people's information flow the kind of hatred that Obama rather openly had expressed from time to time before becoming president, and then certainly after becoming president, is just extraordinary that he was able to pull it off. And I'm hopeful that the grip the media has had on the awareness of things happening is slipping. I don't think Donald Trump would have been how to get around the media. And I was just listening this morning to an account of the press room in the White House. It's going to be enormously expanded, maybe accommodating 10 times more people from the press. Well, that busts up the elite cartel right away. Bloggers are now going to be part of the press facility with access to the White House. And the old media, the liberal media, I repeat myself, are just going nuts. And maybe they can see that with Donald Trump, he don't need no stinking left-wing media to communicate to the people. He can do it in 140 characters or less, and it drives them crazy.
Yep, that's true.
So we've come to kind of a new day, I think, in the United States, and hopefully this is going to redound to the benefit of Cuban refugees, of the people of Venezuela who are suffering terribly. Obama has done nothing but encourage a regime there which has literally resulted already in people starving to death. And I think Israel is going to see a much different international climate. Whether or not the UN vote can be reversed as a matter of law, if the UN doesn't get the 22% the United States stupidly contributes to it, that will be a good beginning as far as correcting the course of action that's been undertaken by Obama. The one thing that's convinced me in my many years working here at Gun Owners of America in right outside of Washington is that there are no volunteers in Washington, D.C. They are all making, a lot of them are making more money than I am. They're very well paid. And if the money gets cut off in Washington and or at the U.N., I think they're gone. They're gone.
Yep, I think they will change the system. And look, I think a volunteer system can be very good. You know, we have a semi-volunteer system. It's called the Israeli Army, and the Israel Defense Forces are basically a volunteer army. I mean, the soldiers are given a stipend, but they are out there and they're fighting the good fight on behalf of Israel. And
there's a wee bit of difference. The Israeli soldiers that I saw with my own eyes, and I trust it's pretty much the same today, they always have their battle rifle with them. It's like the Marine slogan translated into Hebrew, every man a rifle. And you try something in Israel, and there's always a soldier or two or three or four somewhere around in or out of uniform with a battle rifle slung over their shoulder, including
good.
Larry, it seems to work good. Pretty well.
Well, let me tell you a little story. When I first moved to Israel 25 years ago, my mother came to visit, and she came to visit from Brooklyn, New York, and
culture shock.
Oh yeah, her first time in Israel, and so we were walking down the central walking street in Jerusalem, and several soldiers walked by, and there were about four or five of them, and at least three of them had guns over their shoulders, and she grabbed my arm and she said, "David, they have guns."
That's why you're able to walk on this street, Mom.
Yeah, that is right, exactly. I said, "Yes, but they're on our side. You don't have to worry. They're there to protect us." And that's something that has eventually become very natural. So we have teachers in schools that carry guns. And it helps. It helps to keep away the bad guys.
Oh, if only we could cross that threshold here. I think we may be on the way of getting rid of our gun-free zones in schools. Going to be back with another segment talking with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh and head of ShilohIsraelChildren.org.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. you can own it, starting at $225. Check out Katie Armor on Facebook or at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're taking a look at the country of Israel. It definitely is not a gun-free zone. If they have any, they would be isolated pockets inside electronic security, similar to one of our airports. But in most places in Israel, as we were just saying before the break, not at all uncommon to see youngsters in or out of uniform with their battle rifle. And Israel is able to live in the middle of a sea of hostility. And yet they are able to survive, not without incident, of course, but the fact of the matter is they've been able to create an amazing society, very productive society. A lot of industries, one industry I'm aware of, has even moved some of its facilities to the United States as well as part of an expansion still operating in Israel. So it's a very dynamic, vibrant place. I was certainly able to see the differences. And frankly, I wish we could copy Israel in certainly the aspect of getting rid of our gun-free zones. I thought it was magnificent to see a lot of armed people walking around. And things were quite peaceful as a result.
Yes, well, what is really needed is criminal-free zones.
Yeah.
That is the real problem. And I'm not going to say that Israel doesn't have its problems with that. There are terrorists that have guns.
Of course.
I was shot and wounded by a terrorist who had a gun, and my three-year-old son was shot and wounded by a terrorist who had a gun.
Yeah, describe that, because that, I guess, had part of the reason for your setting up the Shiloh Israel Children Fund. That was a pretty horrific moment.
Well, that was when we were in our private car. I was driving home from Jerusalem with my three-year-old son buckled behind me in the baby seat. We're driving back on the country road up into the mountains of Samaria on our way back home to Shiloh, and halfway home we were ambushed by Islamic terrorists who were perched on the side of the road. From the Fatah terrorist organization, that's the Palestinian Authority, by the way,
an official sponsor, yes.
The terrorists were shooting. They weren't unofficial sponsors. These were terrorists from their terrorist organization. It wasn't just that they were paying for them. They're shooting at the car with AK-47 assault rifles, and the car went completely dead. And I was actually carrying a handgun, but it was a pitch black road. There were no lights on the road, and I had no idea where they were shooting from. In fact, I thought they were shooting from the other side of the road. So it's probably a good thing I didn't go after them. But the car was completely dead. I couldn't get it started. I was shot in the leg. And when I finally got the car to start and zoomed away from there and got away from the terrorists and we got to an ambulance, then we discovered that my son had been shot in the head. And the bullet that went into his head and through his neck missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter. So we survived, thank God.
Amen.
They got us to the hospital. I was pronounced the 1,000th victim of terrorism in Israel.
Oh, what a lovely distinction.
It actually said it on the front pages of the paper, 1,000th victim of terrorism to be hospitalized in that particular hospital.
That hospital.
Just that hospital, yes. And just in that past year and a half of what they call the Second Intifada, the second terrorist war against Israel. So as a result of that, and thank God, I survived, my son survived. As I said, the bullet that went into his head and through his neck missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter.
Mm.
And we both survived. But look, I have seen the trauma of the terrorism in the children. And I said, I have to do something to give something back. For to the Almighty God for saving my son's life. And I established the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children and at the same time rebuilding the biblical heartland of Israel through those children. And so we have therapy programs for children using art and music and animals. We have a petting zoo, a horse farm, and we're indeed our restoring the lost innocence of childhood to thousands of children, and it's a great thing, and people are standing with us around the world, and all they have to do is go to our website, which is Shiloh is spelled Shiloh, ShilohIsraelChildren.org, and they can get all the information they need at ShilohIsraelChildren.org and stand with us on behalf of the children.
That's really encouraging that you, I presume, are operating largely on what we would call a grassroots support. This is not a George Soros, pardon my expression, funded operation. No wealthy people have come forth in particular. It's mainly just grassroots people that want to try to help restore something that's been taken away by so many of the terrorists.
Yeah, and what you're saying, Larry, is very significant because it's the grassroots that really makes change in a country. So this is a grassroots movement. The Shiloh Israel Children's Fund is it's operated mostly from the small donations that people send in around the world. People go into a website, ShilohIsraelChildren.org. They give a donation, and some people partner with us on a monthly basis. But we're not talking huge donations here. And it's just a wonderful thing that people are doing that. But it's a lesson to be learned for all people around the world that it's the grassroots that really makes a change. And I've seen that in for the bad side of it in American colleges. After the 1960s, there was a grassroots movement to take over academia by people on the left and the secular left. And now there's a chance to take things back. Both in the United States and in Israel, to to take our countries back and to stand up for Judeo-Christian civilization, which is the root of the United States, in fact. And of course, that root is rooted in the roots of Israel.
Oh, absolutely. I've commented several times that as I sit doing the show, I'm looking at a picture set in probably Massachusetts. Well, it's a drawing set in Massachusetts. Pilgrims on their way to church, and the men are carrying a Bible in one hand and a musket in the other. And the women may or may not be carrying a Bible, but the men are all armed. And if there is anything that expresses the essence of America's founding, I think it's in that picture. And it's the very thing that our President Obama had lamented, especially during a primary campaign in 08 against Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania, because it was the undertow he was getting from those that bitterly cling to their Bibles and their guns that was giving him so much trouble. And what a lovely alliance, Bibles and guns. And
well, look, Larry, the analogy can be drawn from the history of Israel. And in our first 1,000 years of sovereignty here in Israel, when we had a leader of the unified kingdom of Israel, his name was King David. And he used to, on one hand, he was a great musician. He used to play a harp. Mm-hmm. And he was known for that. He was known for his artistic ability. And but at the same time, he was this great warrior.
Yep.
He was a great warrior. However, the second king of Israel, he was required to write his own Torah scroll, his own Bible. So that combination existed in Israel, in ancient Israel times as well.
We should have presidents do that again, write the law that they're ultimately subject to. We've been talking today with David Rubin. He is the founder and the head of ShilohIsraelChildren.org, author of Tsunami, Islamic Tsunami. Please get a hold of these things.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.